Hi, friends. I'm Leaning Heiss, and this is episode 105 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. Across our news feeds, we are seeing families launching into summer. If you aren't following the hashtag Moms in Prayer, you're missing out. High school students, college graduations, end of the school year picks, and prayers for the summer are filling our news feeds. We continue to lean in and pray for both the COVID situation and the racial reconciliation moment we find ourselves in today. There are no easy answers, but behind the scenes, we are listening, having deep conversations, and asking God for His wisdom and healing. Today's guest is a Moms in Prayer favorite and ministry partner, Jeff Eckert of Claim Your Campus and Never the Same Ministries. Currently, Jeff is prayer walking for 1 month, following the trail of death, beginning in Indiana and walking to Kansas. I invite you to follow along with his social media feeds to pray with him and learn. It has been powerful. Jeff is one of the wisest voices we listen to as we discuss ways to help our teens develop hearts of prayer. Here at Moms in Prayer, we're as busy as ever. God is moving in new and powerful ways in the middle of this crisis, and Moms in Prayer has been offered a seat at the table to address people's spiritual hunger. Even in this time, we are growing, and we're always working to develop resources and tools that help meet the needs of group leaders, like many of you. We just released the brand new Moms in Prayer training channel this spring, with short trainings to help women like you build strong groups. Please join us. Stay with us on this wave of what God is doing. You can do this by praying, but also by giving a tax-deductible gift to Moms in Prayer. It's simple and yet powerful. All you do is hit pause on your phone and you text the word steward to 41444. That's the word steward to 41444. It's that easy. We're a nonprofit ministry, and there's so much more we'd love to be able to do. Would you join us in bringing hope to children, schools, and mamas across the globe? Giving is just as easy on the website. Just click Give at the top of the page. Show notes for this episode, number 105, including the resources we discuss and our partner, Claim Your Campus, can be found on the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org. So just relax and listen close. Let's welcome our friend, Jeff, to the show. Jeff, welcome back to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Oh my goodness, Lee, so awesome to be here.
Well, like I just told you, like this is over 100 episodes and you guys, truly, you guys got us started. So thank you very much. Celebrate with us.
Yes. Well, it was a privilege to be a part of the beginning. I remember when we met and we talked about just trying to give you anything we've learned from getting this podcast off the ground. And I always tell people, and I don't say this to everybody, believe me, but Moms in Prayer is our closest ally for Claim Your Campus. And I just cannot express how much not only I believe and support it, but how excited we are by what you do and knowing that you guys are the Air Force for the kingdom all over the world. And so all of you listening that are involved in Moms in Prayer, I salute you. My hat's off to you. I'm just amazed at your commitment and what you guys are doing.
No, friend, we're equally proud of you. And it's been a weirdo year for everybody. Our listeners are not going to be surprised when we say that you guys at Claim Your Campus have been deeply impacted by the COVID thing. I mean, like we were gearing up for July 2020 in a field in Kansas, and our listeners surely know about that, or I'll hit the link for us in the show notes. But tell me, Jeff, what's happening over there at Claim Your Campus right now?
Well, Claim Your Campus, you know, we've been at it as a ministry nationally for about 10 years. We've got tens of thousands of students already praying. We're talking about middle and high schoolers. They meet once a week at their school. We've been pointing towards July 4th weekend 2020 for this moment, what we've called a moment to mobilize a movement to gather 100,000 students. And you guys, you know, have been a part of that. And I was just talking with Sally a couple weeks ago about how God has opened some amazing doors. And in a nutshell, we went from pointing towards this particular space in Kansas to hold this gathering outdoor over July 4th weekend to equip students to show and share Jesus at school, but primarily really to get the prayer movements led by students happening in schools. And as the doors began to close, I told our team, I have never felt so clear about this moment on July 4th. And God had done so much to confirm it. And what happened was, as the doors began to close, I really began to say to God, what are you doing here? When the last door closed towards the end of April, really took a weekend to reflect and to pray. And it was the very next week when we allowed the original vision, what we call our plan A, but we don't believe it was God's. When we allowed that to go by the wayside to hold this event, God opened up the door for us to have this moment on July 4th, where we're going to call parents and students to go to their school at noon central all around the country at the same time and pray. And so there's no travel barriers. There's no huge cost to do this. We are asking you as moms to help us mobilize this army of students and of other adults, moms and dads, coaches, parents, pastors. We want to be there to stand with these students on July 4th at noon central. Go to your local middle and high school. You're going to meet outside, do it however you want to do it. And I want to give you the details on it, but noon central, July 4th. And we think that this could be a pivotal moment in the middle of this crisis.
It's so important that we understand that God did not stop moving just because our plans have shut down. And I'm sure you see this too, but we're seeing that ministry has not stopped just because everybody went home.
Yes, absolutely. And students are still praying. I know moms, I know you guys are still praying. And I think what's happened in the middle of this is that we've really come to recognize that we're at war. Every morning when we get up to the time that we go to bed and while we sleep, there is a battle raging in this world. And, you know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world, that we have been given through prayer and through work of the Holy Spirit, divine power to demolish those strongholds in the world. And those strongholds are being demolished. There's a lot that's happening right now. And it's important that we as adults do not lose heart, that we don't take our eyes off of who the real enemy is, that we don't become driven by the bad news of the world, but rather the good news of the gospel. And we have to understand that our role as the Air Force right now to pray is really, it might be the most critical time that we've lived in. And I don't say that lightly. I've talked to a lot of people that have been in the prayer movement for 50 years, and they are recognizing this as maybe the most pivotal moment of our time. And so what's happening right now around the world, I mean, that's unprecedented. This is a worldwide situation. But in our nation, speaking as an American citizen right now, my citizenship is obviously at a higher place. But as being an American, I feel the responsibility to be pointing the body of Christ to look at a higher place. Hmm. You know, you and I are recording this from Michigan, and Michigan has become kind of a bellwether. It's been a lightning rod for the nation. And there's a constitutional crisis happening in our state right now as we record this. And there's a lot happening. And I have just set my mind like Jesus did in John 19 when he was talking with Pilate. And Pilate says, you know, tell me about who you are. You know, they say that you're a king. And Jesus says, between the conversations we see in the gospel, in John 19, he says, no authority would be given to you. This is Jesus speaking to Pilate. No authority would be given to you unless it were given to you from above. And that's a really telling statement for us today as believers, because we may not totally agree. I mean, you want to talk about an evil empire. Let's look at the Roman Empire.
Right.
Let's look at Pilate and his motives. And Jesus was at peace knowing that his assurance and direction and calling was from a higher place. And I'm not saying we disengage from any of the discussions, but where do we find our hope? In laws and shutdowns, or do we find it really at a higher and at the same time, deeper place? And I'm preaching to the crowd here too, because I have my opinions, but my opinions aren't important. Mm-hmm. What's important is the sovereignty of God. And we know that's true. So that's where we're pointing. And that's why I think this moment, July 4th, among some other key things that are happening, are really critical to unite us as believers and unite our voices in the way that matters most, and that's in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, how are you encouraging students to pray right now? I mean, we lost graduation for some of our seniors. We're walking through all these unprecedented changes. How are you encouraging students to pray for themselves and for those who are in authority over them?
it's important, and I've been saying to students, it's important that we recognize grief. We can't gloss over it. I mean, I think I heard someone say to me, and this is a person of great financial means. And, you know, he said, we've all lost something in this. We've all lost something. And I think for students to recognize that loss, to just call it for what it is. I lost my graduation. I lost my prom. I lost my last season in sports. I lost being with my friends every day. I lost going to youth group. I lost physical connection or proximity with people. There's a lot of loss for students. There's also the loss of being at home, maybe in a very unhealthy environment.
Yeah.
And those are really tough. And so I think saying it for what it is, you know, we have all those great passages about God being closer than a brother and that he is close to the brokenhearted. So he is walking through this with us. So I've been saying that. And then I also, there's something very specific though, Lee, about that question that I want to say. And that is, we are calling students to be the voice right now for the church in prayer. And here's what I mean by that. Like, I'm going to just geek out for a minute. And those of you that don't know Lord of the Rings, just kind of bear with me and I'll try to make sense. But I love the movies. And Lord of the Rings, there's this kind of power struggle. There's this important thing that needs to be done. And that is to return this ring and to destroy it because it represents all this stuff. And so you've got all these power players in the first movie. And there's these different people groups and they're all arguing, well, it should be us because we're better than you and it should be us. In the midst of all that chaos of that scene, a hobbit, which, you know, they're really short, they're small, they almost look like kids, and they're treated childlike because of their physical stature. He walks into this scene and says, I will be the one to do this important task. Well, they all got behind him because of his humility, because of his childlike characteristics. And I really think that right now, that's what I'm praying and believing and sensing that God wants to do, that who is going to deny the voice of a child? Who is not going to listen to the voice of a child? And when I say a child, I'm talking about, for me, primarily middle and high school, but younger people. So we're shouting on social media and we're shouting on the news and we're shouting at protests and we're shouting at home. But in the midst of that chaos, no political leader, no elected official, I don't even think for the most part, a pastor can unite us right now. I do think a young person could. And I think the voice of a young person in prayer is the thing that can call us together. And so I really believe that's why July 4th is important, because I'll tell you this year there were supposed to be at least 20 stadium size events in the United States that were faith oriented. Promise Keepers and Claim Your Campus 2020 and Together and One Day LA and the Send and all these other events, and they've all been canceled. And someone said to me that's run these events in the past of several hundred thousand, they've done many of them. He said, Jeff, I'm afraid that all these events are going to postpone to next year and we're going to miss the opportunity in the moment that we're in right now. And so the opportunity that we're in is, what if we united together on our nation's birthday, and we said, we're going to allow the voice of a child to lead us into prayer. And that's what we believe, that God has led us to this moment to pull together generations. So a long answer to your question for students, I think students' voices to pray for healing for our nation is the most powerful way they can pray beyond themselves right now.
Well, I know this is true of you, friend, that I've been starting to use the word revivalist for the people who it seems like God is stirring to believe him for something greater. I'd put you in that list 1,000 times of the ones who are led to believe, but I've been stuck on this idea. I know Sally is too. We believe God's doing something special with the next generation. And I believe Moms in Prayer moms are leaning forward, waiting for that to happen too. We've been asking God for revival and spiritual awakening for years, and It feels so close right now. I know I have teenagers in my home, and one of them prays on his campus every day, but he's probably not the one who's going to grab all of his friends and go, you know what? We're all going to go to campus on July 4th. Maybe he will, actually, now that I'm saying this. I have a daughter that I know for sure who's not going to be the first one. So we'll start there. What can we do as parents to say, hey, this is important? I mean, yes, we're going to pray, Jeff. So can we just go ahead and know that that's what we're going to start with, is pray that God ignites this in their hearts? But what do you think about having conversations with them to encourage them in this area of prayer and to step out?
Yeah, I will tell you, I was talking with a friend of mine. We're on the board of the National Day of Prayer together, and his name is Nigel Bigpond. He's a really good friend. He's an older gentleman, and he was, you know, he would be what I would consider definitely a spiritual elder. And I was talking to him about some of the things about what's happened in the past with Native Americans, particularly some of these trails and marches that they were forced to go on. And he said something that I think is so key for what you just said. He said that on those marches, as they passed through these gateways from one place to another, and they were forced to do it, and it was terrible. He said something interesting happened, that the young warriors, they went out front and they led their tribes while the elders were towards the back, and they gave the wisdom and discernment. And he said that if it weren't for the young warriors, many of those tribes would not have survived those marches and those moves. And that is remarkable to consider then and now, because what we need to be praying and sowing into our students in prayer and in conversation is the understanding that they are important right now, that their prayers are important. And let me tell you, like, when students pray, for the most part, and I've worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of students, and there's only a handful that I would say their prayers really can maybe shake the room that they're in. You know, they're praying with passion. That typically comes with age and, you know, just experience. But those simple prayers that students pray are so powerful. They may not be said with a lot of fluidity, or, you know, they may not sound great, but they are powerful. And I've seen that over and over. And so I think we just need to keep encouraging students and telling them, we need you to lead the way. Now, I hear you about your kids. I have three daughters. One of them would be like getting the whole school to show up, and the others would be a little bit more behind the scenes. But I tell you, those behind the scenes, I mean, they're all important. The interesting thing about the behind the scenes kids that we have is that they're the ones, they'll get it done. They'll always be there. They're faithful, they're loyal. And we say, it doesn't matter how many are praying, it's faithfulness and consistency that are the goal for Claim Your Campus.
Mm. So Jeff, as we gather on July 4th, are you going to have a guide for us, or something, you know, like a prayer tool for that day?
Yeah, here's what's fun. So that day, we're going to live stream starting at noon central. Though everyone around the country will participate in this live stream, which will give kind of the vision for it, what the direction is, and then they'll also be pointed in how to pray while they're together. So it will give them the tools right there on the spot. And it doesn't need to be anything super fancy. Show up, pull out your phone, and participate. And to get more information, I know a lot of Moms in Prayer moms are on our list, but if you go to claimyourcampus2020.com and put your name and email in there, then we'll keep you in the loop. We'll send you the link and all that stuff, but we're going to live stream off of YouTube on July 4th. And so it'll start that way. It'll start with an interactive live stream as they're at their school. And then we're going to say to students, all right, we're handing it off to you. Here's how you do it. And then they'll lead it. And there'll be, you know, students and parents and all that. And here's something really amazing. I talked with Sally about this, and I think this is really incredible to consider. Let's say that those of you listening, you go to your school on July 4th at noon central, and you're there, and there happens to be 14 other adults there. So there's 15 of you. And let's say a group of students goes, and there might be 15 students there. If that were to be the case for every school, we'd have 2 million people praying on July 4th. And that could be amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Jeff, Claim Your Campus also has Never the Same Camps,
yes,
which is a fun program, really important part of your ministry. Tell us about your plan for this summer.
Well, that camp has really been amazing. Our whole ministry has just been a miracle. This was our 20-year celebration. I started it back when I was a youth pastor. We have them all over the country. Thousands of students go. We've transitioned and shifted to offer what we call NTS Camp OS, which is an offsite version that churches can use. It's really geared around churches, so churches can use it to engage, and it really benefits their ministry throughout the year as they participate in our summer experience. And I will tell you, you know, I could appreciate and would be so grateful for people's prayers. Our ministry is really built financially and sustained on those camps. And we had to cancel all of our physical gatherings. So this is a really challenging stretch for us. And we know God's going to provide, but any prayers would be great, because really that what you mentioned, Lee, I'm so grateful you did that. You know, our ministry organization, never the same. We have, you know, these different branches, Claim Your Campus, which is really what connects us the most with Moms in Prayer. But the NTS Camp branch is really what funds the majority of what we do, which funds Claim Your Campus. And we know God's going to provide, and we're excited to see how that's going to happen. And we're walking in faith, believing that. And we're going to see amazing things with NTS Camp OS as students are doing that with their youth groups around the country and as students are gathering on July 4th.
Well, I think it's important that we know how to follow up with that too. So if our listeners are interested in NTSOS, how do they do that? How do they find out more?
Yeah, here's what I would do. I would go to neverthesame.org and you'll be able to learn about what we're doing. That'll take you to NTS Camp and you'll be able to see information about NTS Camp. And that will give people kind of an umbrella of, you know, the organization and what we're doing. And you know, Claim Your Camp is one of the things that we're inviting people to do is to grab a CYC 2020 shirt, and those are available. And that's a way they can just, and if they could get it now and get it ahead of time, help us spread the word about this amazing moment on July 4th. That would help too.
Is that a new t-shirt, Jeff? Because I'm certain that I have worn out one, currently have one. I'm a huge fan. Jeff, I know that before we got on, you said this has been a really, really hard year. And yeah. I feel that too. I know that. I understand that at some level. And I know that we're constantly growing in our understanding of who the Father is in the middle of this time. Yeah. I know that there are people who are listening who are trying to make sense of life right now. Can you just pastor us for a moment here and tend to a bunch of broken hearts too? Yeah. What are you learning about the Heavenly Father right now?
Wow, man, that's a great question. I do have the heart of a pastor, grateful for all the amazing moms that those of you are listening. And, you know, we just a few weeks ago had Mother's Day, which is a special day for moms. Of course, it can bring up, you know, a variation of emotions. And I want to just say to all of you, like, you've lost something. And I can speak to that directly because of what we've lost. We lost all of our ministry. We potentially lost so much of our revenue. It's really just forced me to go, God, I was not even aware of how much I needed you. I knew I did. I thought I did. And I want to say to all of you like that are really going through a tough time. Number one, I can understand from my own perspective some of this. And I know I'm sure some of you, it's way more difficult. I want to say to you that God really spoke to me recently and said, you know, these hard times are what will define you. How you respond will define you. And I want to encourage you to look beyond yourself. You know, God led me to do something kind of crazy. And I say this kind of hesitantly because I don't want to make myself sound like a big hero. But I will tell you, like, we did a fundraiser for another ministry about a month ago while we're staring down our own, like, amazing needs. We wanted to help another ministry to urban youth that I'm involved with in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I live. And we felt led to do that. And that was a statement to our staff and to others, not like, hey, we're great, look at us, but like, let's help each other right now. Let's be the hands and feet of Jesus. Let's look beyond ourselves. And I want to say that to those of you listening is embrace the hardship. I heard someone say years ago to me, and I never forgot, they just threw it out in a conversation and went on, but man, it just stuck like a sticky note in my mind. It said, all growth goes through the threshold of pain. Man, that is so powerful to think about. You know, consider it pure joy when you go through trials of many kinds. You know, James chapter 1, these hardships will produce perseverance. Paul talks about that in the beginning of Romans, that it produces character. So something is being produced. It's not being wasted. And just close your eyes, pray, and feel the muscle and the faith growing in you, because it is. And we just want to run away from pain. We want to run away from discomfort. And those stretching times, those painful times, there's growth happening. You know, muscle can't build unless it's literally torn. You know, when you're muscle building, it has to literally be torn,
yeah,
the fibers, and then they grow. And that's what's happening. So embrace it, allow it, don't run from it, but allow it to happen and trust God in it.
I see that you're in your home office right now, Jeff.
Yes, I am.
And your kids are a little bit older than some of our kids right now. But what has been one of the surprising moments of this stay home, stay safe scenario for you? Something that has delighted you?
Well, I live with three daughters and a wonderful wife, and thank goodness they all look like their mother. They're all, you know, few years apart. I call them Venti, Grande, and Tall because they all kind of look the same. They're just different sizes. And, you know, there's some days when one thing I learned is never order Girl Scout cookies and don't get Thin Mints. I made that mistake and I almost had to move out because that was a huge mistake. And thankfully, a neighbor came to my rescue. But it's been such a joy for us to have all of our girls home. Two of them are, you know, in university studies. One graduated with their master's, Olivia, this year. And so she was home. And then our other one came home from college out of state. So it's been fun in that regard. Like, we've had a blast. Our dishwasher is full every night, which means like our hearts are full. The conversations are longer around the dinner table, which is really fun. Life is a little bit slower and more spontaneous. And we were just talking about, even last night around the dinner table, like we're all pretty fast-paced people with a lot going. And I've always had a million things going since I was a kid, kind of entrepreneurial. But like this has been a great season to just think more, slow down, and really cherish the moments together. And we have. It's been awesome.
So good. It reminds me that just because we are slowing down doesn't mean the Heavenly Father is slowing down, and that the work that He's doing inside of us as families, it is happening. It's hard to see in these moments when, well, they're not always peaceful at my home, but it's that ripping and stretching thing that you're talking about too. We're going to look back and we have some Thin Mint moments at our house as well here. So, Jeff, so grateful to get to see you today, to know that you're well, and to hear the plan that July 4th, 2020 is still happening, and it actually could be bigger than ever. Jeff, would you pray for us while we wrap up here? And we will pray for you, and we will be with you on July 4th.
Thank you. I would love to. Father, thank you for Lee and the team at Moms in Prayer, all these amazing moms are listening, whoever might be listening, but specifically for all these moms involved in Moms in Prayer. Thank you for the celebration of 100 podcasts. That is truly a thing to celebrate because of what it represents. Represents more people being engaged and hearing the message and being filled with the vision for Moms in Prayer that you gave Fern many years ago. That lives on in Sally and the team. Thank you for Lee and what she's done to build this mechanism to do this. Father, fill every mom with joy, fill them with hope, and God, fill them with an optimism that's based in realism, Lord, to know what you said to your disciples in Matthew 16, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, God, that you are doing something, and we are not in this losing scenario in the midst of all this crazy change. If there's anyone listening to this right now that has fallen for the lie and the myth, even subconsciously, that we are losing as a kingdom, Lord, change our hearts and allow us to see reality, Lord, that we are part of this unstoppable force called the kingdom of God. And prayer is our mightiest weapon in this war. God, I pray that you would help us as adults to rally together to stand with this generation on July 4th at noon central at our local schools and to cry out to you for healing. Lord, there's healing that you want to bring to this generation, the most abused, neglected, overlooked, suicidal generation in American history. God, you want to bring healing to them and you want to bring healing to our land and our nation. And I'm excited to think about what can happen when generations meet together. As students pray for the healing of our nation, and as adults, we pray for the healing of this generation. May it be so, and may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have new plans on July 4th, 2020 at noon Central Time, don't we? We'd love to see thousands of Moms in Prayer moms head with their students to their campuses to pray. Let's lean in and believe God for revival and spiritual awakening this summer, sisters. Even when we can't see it, He is working all things for the good of those who love Him. And boy, do we love Him. Moms are making the difference. Moms just like you. See you next week.